This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. So I'll repeat the poll again, if you weren't with me for the pregame. Newsmax poll, Trump's got problems. So much resistance to building this wall. Now Congress proposed a compromise. I think it's an insult. $1.3 or $1.4 billion? It's a joke. It's a joke. Well under the $5.7 billion he was asking for, and that's a joke. He should have asked for $25 billion all at once. But Newsmax is taking a text poll. They'll give you the results at the end of this hour. Should President Trump sign the compromise spending bill? I'd vote no. I'd tell him to stick it where the sun doesn't shine. I'd declare a national emergency and I'd build a damn wall with money out of the budget. But what Trump may have up a sleeve is to say yes and then declare a national emergency and grab the money for the budget and build the wall. This will give him an extra $1.3 billion less from the budget that he has to go get. He'll get it here from Congress. So maybe he's got other ideas. It's a combination of this plus the national security emergency. But I would tell him stick it where the sun doesn't shine. And I think President Trump should know all of us wanted to tell him to stick it where the sun doesn't shine. Even if he takes it, he's got to know that we're angry at the deal. It's a crappy deal. It's not a compromise. The worst deal I've ever seen. Senator Bryan of Alabama. What is it? What's the name from Alabama? I can't remember the name now. I lost the name. Alabama Senator, Republican. He's horrible. I think it's Bryan. He's horrible. What kind of guy brings a deal like this back? Thinks it's a good deal. Horrible deal. You need $5.7 billion as a tiny starting point, and he brings you $1.3, $1.4 billion. Are you kidding me? But in any case, just text the word poll to 95577. Is it Richard Shelby? Look it up for me, Chris. The senator from Alabama. I think it's Richard Shelby. I don't know. I'm losing track. There's so many senators. There's so many congressmen. There's so many people on the Democratic side fighting us. It's hard to remember everybody. I think it's Shelby from Alabama. He's the one that brought this deal back like a peacock strutting, like he did such a great job. Just text the word poll to 95577. 95577 on your cell phone. They'll send you the poll, Newsmax. You vote. I'd vote no. I'd tell him to stick it where the sun doesn't shine. But hopefully Trump has something in mind to either tell him to, you know, stick it or to tell them, yes, I'll take it and I'm going to declare a national emergency. But here's the good news. Mitch McConnell's holding a Senate vote on Ocasio's Green New Deal. That should put all the crazy Democrats, Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, Cory Booker. See all the names I got to remember off the top of my head? I'm not reading a teleprompter, folks. This is off the top of my head. All these people running for president are insane. Get them on record supporting this Ocasio Green New Deal, which says we're going to ban meat because we're going to kill all the cows. We're going to ban cars. You're going to walk from now on. We're going to ban airplanes. We're going to ban boats. We're going to ban the whole U.S. military. Every vehicle in the military is no good anymore. And we're going to knock down every building in America. I want to see who supports this, especially who wants to abolish cow farting. I can't wait to see what presidential candidates want to abolish cow farting. Get them on record. All right. Good job by Mitch McConnell. I'm not a fan of his. Generally don't like him. Once in a while he comes through for his corporate masters only. I guess he's doing it for his corporate masters because obviously he put every single oil and gas company in America out of business with this insanity from Ocasio-Cortez. The woman's a mad woman. Whoever made her a congresswoman, it's a joke. All right, let's go to Bill O'Reilly's talking points. We'll see if he matches up with mine. Bill O'Reilly, right now.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly, and this is the Talking Points memo. You know, this whole border wall thing is phony. It's not what the powers that be want you to believe it is. It's really disturbing. So the Democratic Party opposes building a border, fence, wall, barrier, whatever it may be. Why? There's never a cogent reason. You can give all the stats you want. Millions of people come in here through the southern border. Tons of narcotics flow in every month. People get hurt all over the border region. So why would you object to a barrier? Again, no cogent reason. But here it is. You ready? The Democratic Party has taken control of the nation's largest state, California. It's a one-party state. Republicans don't have a chance for power in California. Okay? Now, used to be, they did. Richard Nixon came out of California. Ronald Reagan, two-term governor. Even Arnold Schwarzenegger, who is a kind of Republican, he got elected. Not anymore. 1970, there were 3 million Hispanics living in the Golden State. Latinos. All right? 3 million. Today, 15 million. 55% of Hispanics eligible to vote in California are Democrats. 55%. Only 17% are Republican. 24% say they have no party allegiance. That has driven the Democratic Party to power in the Golden State. Because you go from 3 million to 15 million, all right, and more than half are Democrats. You just do the math. And people are moving out of California because of the progressive policies, high taxation, and this and that. Now, the Democratic Party saw that, and they control the largest amount of electoral votes in the presidential election because California is the biggest state. Same thing's happened here in New York. Same thing. Influx of foreign nationals. It's changed the whole voting pattern. Democrats control New York City, top to bottom. Okay? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez comes out of the Bronx. And because the city is so huge, they dominate the state. So the Democrats hold the governorship and both houses in the state legislature in Albany. And what do we have? Progressive policies. So the Democratic Party sees this. They know this. And they say, you know what? If we can have open borders, if we can get as many Latinos in through Mexico, we're going to obtain power in other states like Arizona, which is much more liberal than it used to be. Texas. And we're going to be able to spread that as the Latino community expands in the United States. And breaking 3-1, Latinos are breaking for the Democratic Party over the Republican Party. And that makes sense. Because if you are a foreign national, a poor person in particular, and you come to the hyper-competitive society that is America, you're going to need help. You don't speak English? You're going to need help. And what party promises you entitlements? The Democratic Party. The Republican Party favors a safety net, but they're a party of self-reliance. They don't want big government intrusion. The Democratic Party wants to hand out everything to everybody. Every time there is a welfare bill that demands work, most Democrats vote against it. Now, Bill Clinton signed such a bill, if you remember, President Clinton. Anymore. So, if you're a foreign national, you come to the United States, you're going to sign up with the party that's going to promise you stuff. Right? That's going to promise you income equality. That's going to promise you social justice. That's going to promise you that they will punish the white power structure. And that's what the Democratic Party is all about these days. You know, right? Everybody knows it. It's undeniable. So that's what the border wall stuff is all about. A secure southern border stops the flow of millions of Latinos into the United States. This isn't a racist thing. This is a fact thing. This is a political thing. I had to do with race. If Latinos were breaking 3-1 Republican, the Democrats would oppose. They'd put the wall up so fast, you go, what's that? I'm Bill O'Reilly for Newsmax. That is a Talking Points memo. I remind you that we do commentary on BillO'Reilly.com every night. We hope you check it out.
All right. Thank you, Bill O'Reilly. I told you that the breaking news was Mitch McConnell is going to hold a Senate vote on Ocasio's Green Deal. Let's see who votes for abolishing cow farts and stopping meat eating. Cory Booker came out in a vegetarian magazine today and said he wants to ban all the meat eaters. This globe, the whole globe, cannot sustain meat eaters. These people are out of their minds. Everyone loves meat. Everyone loves barbecuing. Everyone loves McDonald's. Everyone loves In-N-Out Burger. Everyone loves Texas Day Brazil, one of my favorite restaurants in Las Vegas. Everyone likes to go out and eat a fine steak at a fine restaurant or eat at a fast food restaurant. Either way, the point is, you turn it off everyone. So it's great. Keep talking, Corey. All right, Tangible Investments is the sponsor of the show. Tangible CEO, great friend of mine. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, featured in Fortune magazine. He's looking for a few smart people who understand gold and silver. He wants people who have already bought gold and silver, precious metals. Then he knows he's dealing with smart people who understand wealth insurance. You need wealth insurance with all these crazies. And the Democratic Party tried to destroy us all. Knock down every building in America. Stop cars. Stop planes. Boy, you better own some gold. So if you've ever bought gold or silver in your life and you're a qualified customer and you have a receipt to prove it, they'll give you $199 gold coin free. Call Tangible at 800-780-9000. Call now, 800-780-9000. If it's after business hours, give them a call in the morning, 800-780-9000. Get your free $200 gift now, 800-780-9000. They've done billions of dollars in business. Credibility. Tell them Wainwright sent you. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cetogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cetogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cetogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cetogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cetogenics.com.
Friends, I've been telling you now for more than a year how MyPillow has given me back something I haven't had for a long time, and that's some great sleep. And you can get good sleep, too, with a MyPillow. It keeps its shape, stays cool all night long, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. And you can toss a MyPillow in your washer, dryer. It's like new again. Try doing that with your pillow. And it is 100% made in the USA. And here's a great deal. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows to take on vacation for half off. Free shipping. Don't forget, a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. 1-800-951-8175. And my USA promo code is good for anything on the MyPillow.com website.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and most shady supporting cast ever. Braun beat the police, City Hall, and stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Quarry as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Quarry, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonQuarryAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
War now. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
And speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. VRA is the sponsor of this segment of the show. VRA Vertical Research Advisory. My great friend Kip Herridge, only you have to remember three letters. VRA, VRA, VRA. And you might want to remember Kip, K-I-P, K-I-P, K-I-P. It's okay, I lied, six letters. But what matters is VRA, because you get 2 weeks free. You go to VRAinsider.com. You could be one of the insiders who understand the game on Wall Street and make some money. I would like to make some extra money every month. This guy's great. 15 out of the last 16 years, Kip and his newsletter, VRA, have beaten Wall Street. And beating them bad, beating the pants off Wall Street. He's known as the Nostradamus of investing for a reason. This guy can help you beat the game, the insider's game. Check it out, VRAinsider.com. Tell him Wayne Root sent you, and you get 2 weeks free. And he sends out a newsletter every single day, and you check it out. And when it's over, I'm confident you'll want to buy and subscribe for the year. It's not even a lot of money. And the guy has made me a fortune. Oh, man. He's the guy that hooked me up with some really fantastic stocks and gold. And most importantly, gold miner stocks. I made a fortune on gold miner stocks with Kip. Thank you, Kip Herridge. VRAinsider.com. Check it out. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. VRAinsider.com. So here's the other big news. Union leaders are warning that the Green New Deal may lead to poverty. Members are worried about putting food on their table. Trump was taking aim at Ocasio-Cortez, and all that's good. But it's even better when union members are against the Democrats and Ocasio-Cortez. Labor unions are warning that this new deal, this Green New Deal, is vague and potentially dangerous, signaling it may be in for more turbulence following a rocky rollout this week. Rocky because everybody's made fun of it. It's the stupidest thing anybody's ever seen. It sounds like a little high school schoolgirl who gets D's in high school at the worst high school in Vegas, which has the worst schools in America. And the union leaders are scared. Speaking of Reuters, a spokesman for the coal industry union, the United Mine Workers, characterized her goals as lofty and potentially dangerous to rank-and-file blue-collar workers. Union officials took umbrage at the resolution's call for a fair and just transition for all communities and workers in order to achieve net zero greenhouse gas emissions in the span of 10 years. We've heard words like transition before. What does that really mean? Our members are worried about putting food on the table. The UMWA, which includes approximately 80,000 members, represents not only coal miners and clean coal technicians, but manufacturing workers, healthcare workers, correction officers, added Yvette Penna O'Sullivan, executive director of the Laborers International Union of North America. We will never settle for, quote, just transition language as a solution to the job losses that will surely come from some of the policies in this resolution. Luna, a construction union, has about 500,000 members, and executives at another construction union, North American Building Trades Union, raised similar concerns. Union workers in the oil and gas sector can make a middle-class living, whereas renewable energy firms have been less generous. You know what he's trying to say? I've said this so many times before. Finally, someone says it out loud. The average energy job in Texas, I had this quoted in one of my books, I think it was in the Ultimate Obama Survival Guide, the average energy job in Texas pays an average of $150,000 a year. Not even 100, not even 80 or 90, which are good salaries. $150,000 a year. Whereas the green energy jobs pay $15,000 a year, $20,000 a year, $30,000, $35,000, $40,000 a year. Pitiful. That's the kind of jobs Obama created for 8 years. Low-wage, crappy, minimum-wage, part-time jobs and green energy jobs that suck. Worst jobs in the world. They don't pay anything. Okay? I mean, they're not the worst, meaning it's not hard work. You don't get your hands as dirty. So I guess coal miners have worse jobs, right? But they make more money. They can feed their families. They can earn a great middle-class life. I've never liked government employee unions workers, but I like union workers. Unions in the private sector, I got no problem with. No problem with. It's government employees unions I got a problem with. Because there's no one negotiating on the other side that gives a damn about the taxpayers. When it's a union, I don't mind, because you got the corporate representatives, and they've hired the best lawyers and the best, the best negotiators and the best kind of judges. And then you've got the union who hires the same kind of people, and you fight it out, you duke it out, and then you come up with a contract that's fair for everybody. I got no problem with private sector unions. I got a problem with government employee unions. So I'm for the union guys in the construction business and the oil and gas business, the energy business. How about the butchers? I'm a son of a butcher. I'm an SOB. There'd be no more butchers if you stop, if you abolish cow farts. You're going to kill all the cows because you don't think beef is good for people? Good for the planet? You're all crazy. I go out to Texas State Brazil every night in Vegas. Every night of the week jammed. Every night of the week buses pull up and let 100 people out. Restaurants, a mob scene. Everybody loves their meat. What you're going to do is keep talking, Democrats. You're tearing off the whole America. Tell people they can't have meat. You know what the election will be? A 50-state sweep. Every state will be a landslide for Donald Trump. Keep talking, Cory Booker, Ocasio-Cortez, morons.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight, because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. I'm not happy about it. It's not doing the trick.
President Trump at the White House during a cabinet meeting talking about the bipartisan deal that was struck to avert a partial government shutdown. Republican Senator from Alabama Richard Shelby agrees the deal is not perfect.
This is a down payment on where the president wants to go and where we want to go with him. That is to secure the borders.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is promising he will bring the Green New Deal to the floor for a vote.
We'll give everybody an opportunity to go on record and see how they feel about the Green New Deal.
The deal was introduced by Massachusetts Democratic Senator Edward Markey and New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Joaquin Guzman, the man known as El Chapo, was found guilty on 10 counts of drug conspiracy and money laundering. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with peripheral neuropathy and some other issues. Finally, my internist threw a bunch of tests and colonoscopy. I won't bore you with the details. Found out that my system doesn't produce enough acid to break food down enough where I get the B12 benefit out of it. So I went on shots once a month, which my wife, who's a nurse, can give me, but I was still pretty lethargic. I was just telling my wife last night, I said, you know what? I feel fantastic. This Balance of Nature really gives me energy beyond anything else I've ever taken.
Use discount code USA for 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies with free shipping. This offer is going to end between now and February, so act fast. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
I get so many emails in the break, and I like to read a couple of them. And so here's one from Kay. She says, the compromise stinks to high heaven. Trump should say, no, I want it all. Keep up the good work. I like the way you think. I know there are a lot of us, and we need to take a stand for our country, for what's right. Love the rally to El Paso. Trump was fantastic. Kay. Thank you, Kay. Good stuff. And we're fighting for you, man. We're fighting. I know I think like Trump in so many ways. That's why I can never understand why he gives in on some of these things. Why give in? You know, tell them all to screw off. It's your country. You are the president of the United States of America. You're at 52% in the polls. You're winning. All right, Fordham Resources is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Speaking of great oil and gas companies, I love oil and gas. It's America, man. That's the white hats, the cowboys riding in with the white hats to save the country. You know what saved our economy under Obama? The whole time Obama destroyed the economy, we still had the greatest oil and gas energy producing nation in the world. And that was the reason we still had lots of $100,000, $150,000 jobs, and that saved the economy. Thank you, Fordham Resources. You know I'm the capitalist evangelist. I am here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American companies, all-American success stories. Fordham Resources, publicly traded, diversified natural resources company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Management team led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a from a 15-cent stock to a $200 per share stock, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. My understanding is it was the greatest stock of the decade. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham is now his new baby. It has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage, this is not blowing smoke, half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham owns the rights to the enormous City of Gold mining property, 180 square miles. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. FTMR. Check them out. Visit FordhamResources.com for a complete review. That's Fordham, FORTMResources.com. FORTMResources.com, ticker symbol FTMR. Thank you, Fordham. Now my commentary. Democrats can't hide crazy. Back in November, I predicted all of this. I wrote my most controversial column ever. After the GOP had lost the House, I predicted the biggest winner of the November midterms was, not the Democrats, President Trump. And I'm sure people thought I was crazy, stark raving mad. But my November prediction has proven 100% correct. Back then, I predicted putting Democrats in charge would embarrass them, expose them, and destroy them. Suddenly, the craziest and most radical Democrats could no longer be hidden. Democrats winning the House was the best thing that ever happened to Donald Trump. I was on the money with my prediction. Have you seen the latest polls? Trump's at 52% approval at Always Accurate Rasmussen. 52%! The highest since his inauguration week. Yes, Trump is the most popular he's ever been. That's after the longest government shutdown in America's history. It's all happening exactly as I predicted. The more Democrats appear in the media, the more popular Trump becomes. Democrats are in charge. They can't hide. They're crazy. It's all out in the open for everyone to see. The Democratic Party is dangerous, extreme, reckless, radical, and really, really, really crazy. Take this past week. Freshman Democrat Ilhan Omar, the first Somali-American Muslim congressperson, has been lashing out at Jews in a nonstop anti-Semitic tirade. It was so bad she was strongly condemned by her own Democratic leadership. Nancy Pelosi condemned her for her Jew hatred. She's called Israel, quote-unquote, evil. She defends ISIS. She'd like to cover up Israel on the world map. She says there's no difference between Israel and Iran. She accuses Jewish groups of bribing Congress. She sounds like someone who'd be more at home in the Congress of Iran than America. We should send her there. The Democrats who run Virginia are trying to top her. The governor of Virginia chose KKK hoods and blackface for his medical school yearbook. Also a Democrat, by the way, all Democrats. The Democrat attorney general wore blackface, had to resign from a leadership role in a national attorney general's organization. Lieutenant governor, Democrat, accused of rape and sexual assault by two credible women. And let's not forget the governor and Democratic Senate leaders tried to pass a bill in Virginia allowing abortion at the moment of birth or even after the moment of birth, after the baby's born. This is mass murder glorified as pro-women by Democrats. But I saved the best for last. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is the new queen of crazy. There's her name. Wayne Root has branded her. The queen of crazy. She just released her Green New Deal. It sounded like a Saturday Night Live comedy routine or a parody by The Onion. But the joke was on Cortez. She's demanding total economic security for those unwilling to work, trains that fly over the ocean, the end of all air travel, no more cars, boats, or military vehicles if they use gas. She wants to knock down every building in America, and she wants to end cow farting. I kid you not. Cow farting. And wait, let me go back. Knock down every building in America and make them, rebuild them all as energy efficient. Wow. And I'd like unicorns and babies and puppies. Now I know why Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her fellow Democrats wore white at the State of the Union. Clearly, they were all given a day pass from Bellevue Mental Hospital in Manhattan earlier in the day. But please, crazy Democrats, just keep talking. Just as I predicted, you're the best thing to ever happen to President Trump. You are his re-election insurance policy. You're talking Trump into a landslide. How do we know you're crazy? Your lips are moving. My commentary coming out, Democrats Can't Hide Crazy, comes out in Thursdays. Las Vegas Review Journal and newspapers all over this country. We'll take some calls. Let's take Reese in Long Island, line 4. Reese, you're on with Wayne Allyn Root. How are you? Reese, are you there? Reese, one last chance. Are you there? I guess not. Roger in Arkansas, line 3. Roger, you're on with Wayne Root.
Yeah.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, Roger. How are you?
Just fine. How are you doing?
Is that my Roger? My famous Roger?
Uh-huh.
My old friend Roger from Arkansas?
Yes.
From Bentonville?
From Bentonville.
My man, Roger. How are you?
Just fine.
I don't see enough of you anymore. This is one of my old friends, folks, Roger Harrison, one of the greatest guys you'll ever meet. He's like my brother from another mother. We're like brothers. And he, every time he stopped in Vegas, he was always a guest at my home. And my kids called him Uncle Roger. He used to come here all the time. And I just haven't seen you in a long time. You're not traveling as much. How are you? How's things in Arkansas?
Yeah, things in Arkansas are cold as crap, man. I'm coming back out to Los Angeles, Las Vegas, before May. But
hey,
anyway.
Stay by the phone. Are you on a speakerphone? Because you're going in and out. You got to stay on a real landline to make this.
Okay,
I'll
get in.
Much better. All right, so what's on your mind, Roger? Tell the world what you're thinking about all the crazies in the Democratic Party.
Well, I got up early this morning so I could watch CBS and see how they connected with the O'Rourke and the
Trump rally in El Paso.
Yeah, the Trump rally and how they filmed it. And they shot the O'Rourke thing from ground level. It looked like they were trying to keep from having to tell you that there was about, it was in the hundreds. There were probably 300 or 400 people there at his thing. It was just literally pathetic. And then they, with Trump, they sat out there and did everything they could to make it look small, but you could see that it was packed.
Trump didn't just have, I think it was 6,000 or 8,000 people there, but he had 69,000 requests and only could honor 6,000 to 8,000. So 69,000 people wanted to come to Trump's rally, and I heard Beto O'Rourke's rally. I didn't watch it. I wouldn't give him the time of day. I heard he had Mexican flags flying in the audience. Mexican flags.
Yeah, and they also used a Trump pinata that they were banging out.
I heard. So that's not too violent. To show people literally kicking the crap out of the President of the United States. What a disgrace. Terrible.
And that's why I don't watch early morning television anymore, because it is totally left-wing, and it doesn't mean that you have to get mad in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah, we want to just take a pinata and just beat the hell out of the media, but we don't do that because we're nice people. But they do it to Trump, which I find disgusting. Hey, Roger, I've got to move on to the next crowd. So great to hear from you. You said you were going to call in one of these days because now you're a regular viewer. You enjoying the show every night? Oh, he's gone. All right, we got rid of him. You were quick with the fingers there, Chris. Chris is quick. Chris just hangs up on him fast. He knows he wants to get to the next one. All right, let's take Woody in Jersey, line 4. Woody in New Jersey. Woody, are you enjoying the rain tax in New Jersey?
Yeah, how you doing? Wayne,
you know, there's a
show.
Rain tax now in your state.
I want to make a quick point. I'll be quick and hang up and listen to your call. I just want to know, first, if Donnie Deutsch ever...
We got rid of him because he said a bad word you're not allowed to say on TV. Is that the deal? He said it just by mistake. He just didn't know how to pronounce Donnie Deutsch's last name. Got it. Let's take Ron in Pittsburgh on line two. Ron in Pittsburgh, how are you? It's Wayne Root.
I'm doing pretty good, but I've got a big problem with a lot of these crazy.
When we had to hang up on him because it sounded like it was going in the wrong direction. That was a fake voice. I assume he was about to say something that would embarrass us on national TV, and that's okay. Liberals don't like what I have to say because liberals are nasty, nasty people. By the way, just to go on the record, swear on my mother and father's grave, never in my entire life I ever called a liberal show and said something bad to liberals because it's called freedom. Change the channel if you don't like it. But, you know, then again, I guess the reason I've never called a liberal show to say anything nasty is because liberals don't work on talk radio. Their shows all fail in 5 minutes. You know why that is? Because talk radio is about people driving to and from work. And so liberals don't drive to and from work. They wait at home for the welfare check. That's why conservative talk radio is a huge hit and liberal talk radio is a huge failure. We've got all four lines filled again. But unfortunately, we wasted a lot of time with a bunch of creeps who didn't have the right ideas in mind. And actually, one good guy who probably just mispronounced Donnie Deutsch's name. It's Deutsch. But I understand why you'd have a tendency to mispronounce it. Because he really is sometimes someone like that. You know what I'm talking about. Wayne Allyn Root, USA Radio, Newsmax TV, 80 million strong on USA Radio. On Newsmax TV, you can watch us, DirecTV, Dish TV, Roku. Watch us on Roku. All the young people are watching us on Roku. And I love the letters. Keep them coming. WayneRoot@gmail.com. 90% of my mail's from women. Keep it coming. Women are watching talk radio. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
War now. anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, a little housekeeping. First of all, the poll results are in. I told you I'd vote no. Trump should tell him to stick it when the sun doesn't shine. But I have a feeling he's going to say yes, take the money, and then declare a national emergency. I hope he does. He just says yes, but does declare a national emergency. $1.3 billion gets us nowhere. So I think it's a giant mistake, and I think he looks weak, although at this point he's riding so high in the polls and they're doing so badly, it probably doesn't even matter. He'll still get reelected by a mile. What else choice do we have? What are you going to do, vote for Mickey Mouse? You're going to vote for Kamala Harris? Slept her way to the top with Willie Brown, who now says she smoked pot on her way to the top? What a joke. These people are an absolute joke. Kamala Harris, in an interview today on a black hip-hop urban station in New York, said that, yeah, I inhaled and I liked it and I listened to rappers while I was smoking weed. This is your president of the United States? This is how low it's gotten. Obama looks like he's credible compared to these people. Obama used to look bad. We lowered the standards. But even he would never sit there and say, I smoked weed and I enjoyed it. He'd never say words like that. He admitted he did smoke pot, but he wouldn't say that. And say, I smoked it to listening to rappers, and then it turned out she lied, because the two rappers she quoted, Tupac and Snoop Dogg, didn't exist till after she got out of college and law school. So she lied and said who she was listening to. But the vote results are in. I digress. The vote results are in on the poll from Newsmax, should Trump take it or not. And the vote was 88% no, 12% yes. 88% of you agreed with Wayne Root. See, but it's my show, and so I prejudiced it. I probably shouldn't have said how I would vote, but I like to say how I'd vote. If you vote against me, you vote against me. Someday you're going to vote against me. Once, someday, you'll probably vote against me, and you'll say I'm wrong. But this time, 88% with Wayne Root. Trump should vote no and tell him to screw off. Should say no and tell him to screw off. Sam Lantis is the sponsor of this segment of the show. He's handled over 8,500 cases in front of the IRS. Over 8,500 cases in front of the IRS. Wow. He's been busy. I was attacked by Obama's IRS twice. He handled it both times. I walked away unscathed. I didn't owe a penny. The whole government was against me. The weight of the government was against me, and Sam beat him. And I challenged Sam, can you do the same thing for others you did for me? Because he charged me almost nothing because he was a huge fan of mine. You know, he said just a little bit to keep the lights on in my office. So he charged me like $200 a month for 3 years, because that's how, as soon as we beat him, they came back with another audit, and it took us 3 years to win both audits. So, you know, I paid Sam Lannis like 200 times, like $2,500 a year for 3 years. I paid him $7,500 in 3 years, which is a joke. A good lawyer should have cost me $250,000, and I paid $7,500 because he's the greatest guy in the whole world. What a great friend. And I challenged him, could you do that for the average listener to my show, the average viewer to my show? Because they all think only rich people get great tax attorneys from Beverly Hills. And he said, sure. And so he formed the Lawyers IRS Resolution Services. And now for a monthly fee of only $190, and he can fix most cases in 3 to 6 months, and you start with a free consultation with a real lawyer, so it's protected by attorney-client privilege. Easy to remember how to contact him, 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU, the letter U, or 800-934-3578, or online, wehelpyou.com. Tell him Wade Reed sent you. April 15th, coming up fast, wehelpyou.com with the letter U. All right. Let's take John in D.C., who's been waiting patiently for almost an hour. John, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, buddy, you stole my thunder. You know, you had me on here, and I couldn't hear what everybody else was saying. I never can hear what the other callers are saying. But I know you've come up with the results. What was it, 88% says no.
No, no.
And 12% says yes. The trouble with this is that the stock market was up today. The Dow was up 373 points, the NASDAQ and the S&P and the Russell and everything. Everything looks good in the economy. And they said, well, that's because we're having success in negotiating with the Chinese about tariffs and intellectual property. I think it was because they announced before 4 o'clock when the market closed that the president, that there was a compromise agreement. The president would probably sign it.
No, John, I'm telling you, I already know for a fact. I already know from my buddies on Wall Street. It wasn't that. That's not what the market went up from the exact moment today that the announcement was made that Democrats on the Senate Intelligence Committee agree there is no Russian collusion. Trump will never be charged. That's what it went up,
by
the way.
That was another plus that the president had in addition to the great rally he had last night. He said at the auditorium that he had the rally and only was had a capacity of 8,000, but thanks to the fire marshals, they let him put 10,000 in there, plus probably another 10,000 outside. And I flipped over to Beto O'Rourke, and I don't think he had more than 200 people there, and he did have a Mexican flag. He's an idiot. He's just like AOC. The O doesn't stand for Ocasio. It stands for zero because she's an idiot. But then she's got a whole generation that are as stupid as she is, so we still can't – we have to take her seriously. And I'm glad they're doing a vote, you know, on this green deal.
Green deal.
Green deal. But anyway, unless the president puts a signing statement in there that he's still declaring a national emergency and to go through the courts and everything and ask for an expedited treatment by the Supreme Court, he's got to do that too. Otherwise,
yes,
he's not doing the fullest.
Agree, John. Thanks for the call, buddy. Again, vote no or say no, President Trump, or say yes and get the national emergency, but don't just accept this deal because $1.3 billion is a joke. And by the way, after days of silence, Congressman Ocasio-Cortez doubles down on Congressman Ilhan Omar's anti-Semitic comments and says, I'm proud she raised the issue of lobbyist money in politics. Alexandria, she raised the issue of Jewish lobbyist money in politics. It was anti-Semitism, and you're now in the same bed as her. You both got fleas and lice. Wayne Allen Root, War Now. See you tomorrow. God bless.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.